Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys, Tiny here to tell you about Logstill Distillery. Logstill Distillery is forging new roads for generations to come at their old Kentucky home by bringing bourbon back to Gethsemane. Guided by Wally Dant and cousins Lynn and Charles Dant, Logstill is firmly built on faith and family. They fill each bottle with respect while honoring the history of bourbon and their family itself, ever mindful that faith, family, community, and bourbon pave the way for future generations. They invite you to visit them in Gethsemane. Sure, you'll find a lot that's shiny and new, but what you'll feel is something deep and soulful. Visit them also on the web at www.logstilldistillery.com.
Welcome back to another exciting podcast of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Tiny here with you tonight, right here from our podcast studios. I kind of have it backed off a little bit because we made a little bit of a change, made it a little bit nicer, neater, put some stuff up. The side shelves have all been put up. Actually, I went through and organized all the bourbon this weekend, and it was a really kind of a fun afternoon to go through all the bourbon that I had that I've been dealing with. We get so much in that it's tough to keep it organized between bottles that we are given, bottles that are sent to us, bottles that we purchase, and everything like that. So this weekend I spent a little bit of time. If you noticed, it's probably a little bit nicer and neater all around back there for what you can see. I backed it off a little bit as far as what the bar and what it's showing, because we're just me and CT are about to get ready to revamp the bar, make it a little bit more. This bar is not conducive to podcasting, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, and we're going to try and make this a little bit more comfortable. Get this this bar top to be a little bit longer, a little bit wider, so that when you're sitting at the bar, you can basically put the microphone. My microphone has to be put on an extender to get close, so that when I'm talking, we'll be able to have the microphones right in front of us. We're in the process of upgrading the studio to getting matching microphone stands and that whatnot. Things are starting to go good with the podcast that way. Welcome everybody on Facebook Live. If you're listening on Facebook Live, I'm not getting any comments right now. Not a lot of people. We are probably about 15, 20 minutes early, and it's a Monday night. I did not promote the podcast to go live, but I will promote right now the podcast to go live tomorrow night with Supernash. Supernash is on. We're in the process tonight of trying to figure out what we're going to be podcasting about you know, tomorrow night. We've got a couple things that we can podcast. Let's see. I want to see if I got a messenger from somebody. Nope. Yeah, let's see. Okay. Yeah. There is a Michter's right for you. All right. So I did. That's just weird. Anyways, welcome. Not a lot of people. I'm not sure if anybody can get in. Well, there's one person right there. So some people are getting in. But we are going to be podcasting with about Michter's tonight because we took a trip down. But first of all, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all things Scotchy Bourbon Boys. You can order our Glencairns and our T-shirts right there online. And then also we have Scotchy Bourbon Balls from time to time. We're getting ready to make a new batch of those. And there's also all the information on the podcast. We're going to be adding Whiskey and CT. I want to ask them to write their bios. That they should be going up. Two really good additions to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Right now, we are five traveling strong and a sixth when Young Nose. Now, Young Nose pops in from time to time, but we also have CT, who we just added, and I'm sure most of you have seen CT, and then a lot of people have met him because he's been traveling around with us. Then you got Whiskey, who does the rapid tasting with me, and then also we've got Super Nash, myself, Tiny, and Roxy. So we're the podcast team is pretty strong. We're starting to up our experiences that we share with you. This past weekend, me, CT, Whiskey, and then Andy, who is vying to be the Scotchy Bourbon Boys security, Andy Cadman. He basically came along with us because CT and him were going to go down, but me and Whiskey hopped out, and we ended up going to Buffalo Trace, having an awesome time there. We went to their woodworking studio, and that was pretty amazing. We got to meet the guys down there. I think it was John. I did put up a reel. So let me just check a reel real quick because that should reels. Let's see. Oh my God. All right. So stop with that. Yep. Let's see. Nope, it was a YouTube short. Let's go to there, and we don't need that anymore, so we're okay with that. So let's go to the shorts. It's right on there. All right, I'm going to have to turn this down volume. Okay, I'm going to hit it. You're going to hear something, but I'm going to turn it down. Let's see. Barrel. John and Colin, it took me a bit, but John and Colin run the Buffalo Trace woodworking, shop. And they've got everything. They were working on a 23-year-old Pappy barrel to turn it into a coffee table. Got to smell the barrel. It's delicious. It smelled unbelievable. That was a pretty cool experience. Then we went over to see Dave at Glen Creek. That was a great experience. We were really part of the active distilling process that day. And then we went over to Woodford Reserve, had a charcuterie board and three Glencairn tasting of the honey barrel, the toasted barrel finish Woodford, and then also the double oak. We're able to get a couple those samples and then have a charcuterie. Then we headed off to Whiskey Thief, where it just went crazy off the walls. Walter, Kelly down there, got to meet Walter's brother. Also, Amzy and his wife has met us down there, and we just had a really good time. We were supposed to be out of there around 5:30. Place closed at 6:30, but we didn't leave till 7:15. So that can tell you we hope we've got some good news coming up about Whiskey Thief, because Whiskey Thief, it is unlike any other distillery. I mean, you're basically, for the price of an admission of a tour, you're basically brought in on a barrel pick. And then the one you like, you walk out with that bottle. You could walk out with that bottle. It's like you could fill it with the Whiskey Thief, and then you basically label it, and you walk out with the bottle from your barrel pick. So it was pretty cool. Hey, Carrie, I see that you're watching tonight. So that was this weekend, what we're doing. We've got few coming up Saturday, the 27th. Susan of, Susan is going, the rep from Semi, I'm so bad with names. Everybody knows that I'm bad with names, but I do have, she should be in my contacts. Let's take a look. Let's go to, I know she's in my contacts. Why would that? And let's go. It's under R.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
I'm
trying.
Oh,
yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Look, we all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Susan, I know I put her in there. There's not that many people in here. Come on. Let's see. I had her card and everything. All right, let's just try it. you would just think it would just come right up, right? No, it's not. And it doesn't. And you know what? What's really retarded, what's really not going my way is she should be in here. I have her card, but she's not in there. She wouldn't be in here, would she? That's even weirder if she was in here. It's not gonna. Nope. That just really sucks. All right. Anyways, we're going down there to few. We're going to have a good time. And I am really kind of over not having that right there. And I know these are my cards. Should I give it the shot? I'm going to try and give it the shot. All right. You can hear me going through my cards. nope. Star Ward. Yeah, there's Rebecca Forgate. Come on. I mean, I put all the good cards through there. Let's see. And yeah, I remember it being... Trace Sensations. Nope. If it doesn't, this is all I'm giving it, folks. If I don't got it here, I should have had it here. But for some reason, it's like I got so many cards. But, you know, it's funny. If it's getting to the point where she would be the last card, and it's not happening. Nope, did not happen. The first card? Nope. Flex on the secondary. This should be easily found. Nah, it's not. All right, I gave it enough. All right, so now that we've done that, and somehow she didn't, I mean, honestly, I don't understand how she's not in the actual, nope. So anyways, let's go back to the Facebook. Yeah, I lost a lot, whatever viewers, I'm sure I lost. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go over, all the social media places that you can find us, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitter, and then also on all the major podcast formats, Spotify, Apple, and iHeart are the main ones, but you can find us on Deezer. I mean, there's Stitcher. I mean, there's just so many. So check us out there. So now, Michter's. So Dan McKee, he basically, we met him at Kentucky Bourbon Festival, and we did a podcast with him, and we really kind of, it was kind of cool. He was, did his breakfast. We kind of met him. I believe Whiskey and CT talked to him there and brought him over, and he came into the tent and we did a podcast, and he liked, the atmosphere that, that we have as a group. How we're kind of kicked back. We don't really do too much, you know, that kind of thing. We're interested in sharing pours and then finding out what, like, a master distiller's, you know, their goals, how they go about doing what they do. We're not interested in the actual details of every single pour. Michter's is one where everything is not. It's not all transparent. There's a lot of different things that happen. They label their bottles and accordingly, so you know what they are. If it's a bourbon, Kentucky straight bourbon, it's 2 years. I mean, there's so much that goes in. But if you go to the distillery, a lot of the stuff that they, their entry proof, into the barrel there, you know, there's so much. You can watch the release of the YouTube podcast to get all those details. But tonight I'm going to kind of taste through one. I'm going to start off with this rye, and let me just, really, now that is funny that my glasses, which were right here. See, I just lost my mind. I can't believe that my glasses are gone, which they should be right here. They're, you know, it's funny. They didn't leave, but somehow they're not here. There they are. I found them. All right. Get these babies on. All right. This is the first one I'm going to taste. It's Michter's. So, they, you know, they got really cool stuff on it, but this one actually is autographed by Dan right there. I think you can see it. And he put a little side note, cheers. And then also he's, let's see if I can get that up there. Yeah. It's funny how the lamp just at the corner where he signed won't go off. All right. So anyways, it was signed by him. This is the single barrel Kentucky straight rye. It is barrel number 22I2888. On the back, here's what it says. We are proud to offer you our single barrel straight rye whiskey in the Michter's tradition. Hailing from one of America's first distilleries, this whiskey is made from highest quality American rye and matured in hand-selected charred white oak barrels. It is in the further mellowed, it is then further mellowed by our signature filtration. So that's what Michter's is doing. This rye, I'm not a, like I always talk about how I'm not a huge fan of rye, but Michter's rye is good. It's the kind of rye I like. So we're just going to put a little bit in here. I've had nothing. I basically had a salad tonight. We'll put that back. Thank you for Dan McKee's. Smell that. You pick up the rye spice, but then you get a chocolate and mint. Not only do I get a chocolate mint, but this is the Michter's rye, just their regular rye. The straight rye is, let's put the glasses back on. This straight rye is 84.8 proof. It was distilled in small batches according to the Michter's pre-Revolutionary War quality standards dating back to 1753. So that's what this was, 84.8. That is, but I will have to say, this is a rye for people who drink bourbon. There's caramel. It's delicious. Michter's was the first, and it was this barrel, which I'm about to pull out. I believe it's this one. It is Michter's Barrel Strength Toasted Barrel Finish. Now, this was shipped up to me by Nash, and let's read about this one. It's barrel strength. So this one is 110 proof, 55% ABV. Michter's finished barrel was 20G1222. This is, I believe, now let me, we are proud to offer this special release of our toasted barrel finish rye whiskey. After full maturation in a handcrafted charred white oak barrel, we finished our U.S. single barrel straight rye whiskey in a new uncharred barrel that has been toasted to our exact specifications at peak flavor. It is further mellowed by our signature filtration. So that's what this is. And I'm going to, because this is the bourbon that made me, or the rye that made me realize that rye could be good. Up until that point, I had had terrible experiences with rye. So let's check this one out. It's pretty amazing. I didn't revisit that one. Tons of caramel. It's got the high 110 proof. It's got that barrel taste. This is really thick compared to the... It's so good. All right, so then we got one other toasted barrel. I mean, one other Michter's to try. I picked this one up. This one was a barrel strength. It's not toasted barrel. This one, limited release. This one is 108.4. It is Michter's barrel number 18F829. We are proud to offer this special release of the Barrel Strength Kentucky Straight Rye. After full maturation, each individual charred white oak barrel of this U.S. one rye is bottled at its particular strength. This single barrel rye has been mellowed by our signature filtration. All right, let's see. So far, I really liked the regular rye, but here we go. Put a little bit that, But the toasted barrel is just fantastic. There's just so many notes. There's even rich dark cherry. There's caramel. There's a really nice toasted oak flavor there. So it's really kind of... So let's just see. Damn, that's good. That is really, really good. All right, so we tasted through the rye. Now let's hit just the standard bourbon. They make a small batch bourbon. Now their small batch bourbon, once again, most of their stuff is based off a single barrel. So this is batch number 20L3446. Here's what their small batch bourbon is. We are proud to offer you our small batch bourbon. In the Michter's tradition, hailing from one of America's first whiskey distillers, this bourbon is made from highest quality antique American corn and matured to the peak of perfection. In hand-selected charred white oak barrels, it is then further mellowed by our signature filtration. So their filtration is something that's very unique. Nobody knows what it is, so it's their signature filtration. And let's talk about the bourbon. Rich corn, caramel, cream. I mean, picks up a little bit of wood, char. Picking up some char here on the finish. Wow. Nothing wrong with that as an everyday drinker. Actually, the price used to be $49.99 and now it's $44.99. Good bottle. Now that's their bourbon. So my last two bottles are this limited toasted barrel finished Kentucky Sour Mash. So this is a secondary. It's not barrel proof. So let's get into this because this is also a really good. So Sour Mash. So this was batch number 1L1914-1251. This is 86 proof. Let's read about it. All right, we are proud to offer this special release of our Toasted Barrel Finished Kentucky Sour Mash Whiskey. After full maturation in a hand-selected charred white oak barrel, we finish our U.S. Sour Mash Whiskey in a new barrel that has been toasted to our exact specifications at peak flavor. It is further mellowed by our signature filtration. Now, this was not aged initially in a new barrel. This was aged in a used barrel. So let's just see what this comes up with. Now, I think the regular Michter's was, 91.4 proof. Now, this is 86 proof. So let's just see. That's really good. There's a lot of brown sugar and honey. That's a good bourbon. So that is their Sour Mash. Now, the last one that I'm going to do, I just got this bottle. I picked it up. This is their unblended, small batch, unblended American whiskey. Now, this is American whiskey. It's not out. They do not release this as often as you'd think. It's been a while. So when that hits the shelf, we are proud to offer you our unblended small batch American whiskey. In the Michter's tradition, hailing from one of America's first distillers, this whiskey is made from highest quality American grains and matured to the peak of perfection in bourbon-soaked white oak barrels. It is then further mellowed by our signature. So they basically reuse their bourbon barrel for this, which is what most places should be doing. I don't know how much they are or aren't, but here goes. This is their American whiskey. And the last pour of the night, once again, we're going through this line. We were with Dan McKee for a great podcast. It's going to air either tonight or tomorrow morning on YouTube. You get to see us. You get to see Super Nash fall on his ass. And then also, we did get to tour the facility. Now, when we went down to Michter's, we are talking about one of the – they are a class. Dan McKee treated us right. And we just had such a great time there. It was totally amazing. We got to – go through the Shively plant. There's not tours there, but they were allowed us to see a couple things, see their barrel room, see their premier barrels, you know, all that mark all their milestone barrels, the first, the thousandth, you know, all the different barrels. And they are really, really cool. You get to see those barrels on the podcast, on the YouTube podcast. So make sure that when you're listening, that you go and watch that podcast with Dan McKee. It was a really, really good time. And we had such, we got to meet everybody. Hold on. Here we go. That is just so stupid. I'm just really quick checking a couple facts here. Tonight I was just not on owner. Let's try that. All right. So we also got to meet Joe Magalioco, who is president Magalioco is president of the Louisville-based Michters. So when we met Joe, it was really kind of cool because he was in there and we just completely, totally got to meet everybody. Joe and let's see, who else? And then we also got to meet with just for a second with Andrea Wilson, who Joe and Andrea were doing something in the Rick House, and it was really a real cool, what would you say, meeting. Got to meet him. He made sure that we got taken care of when we went to the Fort Nelson plant, and we thank Dan and Joe for everything that they, you know, what they overall, you know, they treated us really well. We felt very important. We want, you know, I want to promote the Michters line based off of not just the fact that they treated us right and we went down there, but because they produce really fine spirits. It's that pot still down there is running. We've got lots and lots of footage of everything on the video. Plus there's going to be more reels. And, you know, just check everything out. So this has been a really, really fun podcast tonight. I have no idea how or what or what's going on. But, you know, I now, let's see, I got to get ready to finish up here. I'll do that. And remember, I'm just very excited about the Michters line. I mean, there's so much. Plus, I don't think, yeah, you could see it back there. It's right there, right behind me. That particular bottle, we got to barrel our bottle, our own barrel strength bourbon. That is a new thing there. I highly recommend everybody to check that out because it's completely a cool thing. The bottle's right there. I don't know if I'm going to, but you get to label it. You get to fill your own right from the barrel. It's really, really a cool experience. So if you get a chance to get down to Fort Nelson, the bar down there is great. Their gift shop is fantastic. You can see I pulled in a hat. And then also just know that Dan and Andrea and Joe are all doing a fantastic job making great whiskey for you. So, all right, everybody, I'm going to. So the American whiskey so it's bourbon, mash bill kind of thing, aged in a used bourbon barrel. And it is absolutely the sweetest. It's a honey graham cracker. That's what I'm getting. Oh, God, it's good. That is a good, good whiskey. So everybody, cheers for tonight. Thanks for watching, everybody who watched. Not a lot of comments, but some people watched. It is a Monday night, so sometimes you just don't know who or when's going to, you know, when you do something like this, but I just wanted to go live tonight and cover the Michters before the pre-release of the YouTube video, which everybody should go and check out at YouTube, because as soon as I'm done loading this tonight, I'll probably make that active and promote it all day tomorrow. So anyways, remember everybody, I'm Tiny. We're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Check out www.scotchybourbonboy.com for everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And then also check us out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. And then also one more time, if you listen to us on your favorite podcast format, make sure you like, listen, comment, and leave good feedback. So that means a lot to us. All right. With that said, I'm going to get little Steve-O to take us out. But remember, good bourbon equals good times, good friends. Make sure you drink responsibly when you're with them. Don't drink and drive, but go out there and live your life dangerously. Good night, everybody. Little Steve-O is going to take us out.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.